Three employees were taken from an Ann Arbor restaurant by immigration officials looking for one employee in particular. This is Lisa Berry, and that restaurant was Sava on State Street in downtown Ann Arbor. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the owner of that restaurant, Sava Lelchisera. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, hi. How are you, Lisa? I wish I was on the air with better news.
Yeah, can you tell us exactly what happened?
We had a couple of ICE agents come into the restaurant, kind of hang out at the bar for a little while. They were looking for a particular employee of ours who was not on duty at the time. So at which time, once they were notified that that person was not there, they proceeded to walk towards the kitchen, at which point a couple of the guys sort of living in this new age culture of fear, having to deal with the fears of this immigration tightening up, they freaked out and they fled the building. They were detained immediately. One of them was released immediately as soon as he was able to identify himself, and he is a resident of the United States, and he was back at work within the hour, and the other two are still being detained, and we are not sure the status of their citizenship. So we're waiting to hear back whether we're going to see them again or not. So it's a very sad day at Sava's.
Is there a possibility that they were not properly documented to work in the United States?
There certainly is a possibility. To the best of our knowledge, they have all the proper documentation. But of course, you know, that information is a little, we're limited to what we have access to. So we are waiting to find out.
But do you look for documentation for employees? Is that your practice?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We absolutely do. We put them through the vetting process, and there's, criteria that's required, Social Security, et cetera, and how they enter the country and, their legal status in their personal lives. We don't have that information, so we just go off of documentation they provide, and we don't know how they got here. But so if the information is there, we believe it to be true, we move forward. It's certainly eye-opening for us as well, but, we respect the law and we also support our guys. So we're hoping that that they will be released soon and that the information pans out like it did for Carlos.
As a owner of a restaurant and several businesses in the Ann Arbor area, is this a new culture for you that you're working in now?
Things are very different. They certainly are. The laws have not changed much. It's a lot harder for people who come into the country illegally to actually obtain documentation. Sometimes people have documentation that then expires, temporary documentation. So it's a different landscape, and particularly because our kitchens do rely heavily on the Hispanic community to help support the businesses. And for us, they are such an important part of our family and our businesses, their families. So it's certainly a changing landscape, and it's definitely going to make things harder as it becomes more and more apparent that some of these documents are, turn out to maybe not be accurate.
I've spoken to Ann Arbor police. They said they were informed shortly before this happened, but they were not involved. Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor said he was informed after the fact. So it's just going to be a reality, something that you'll probably have to be dealing with.
And it's been a reality for some time. So it's, something that unfortunately we're always prepared for and always sort of on edge for as well. And I know, it's what's really sad is, the members of the families and, the folks that do have documentation, but then feel like they could still wind up arrested. We have experienced today. So it certainly sends a great deal of shock and fear through the restaurant community as well as the Hispanic community and every single community, really.
Sava Lelchisera, owner of Sava on State, where three employees were detained by immigration officials. Thanks for sharing the information with our listeners here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.